You're listening to SBS News.
Flanked by his ministers, Deputy Prime Minister Barnaby Joyce told reporters on Sunday evening that his party had finally reached a position on Australia's climate goals.
We are in support of a process going forward that would go towards a 2050 emissions target. Obviously, that's dependent upon what we see in the Cabinet submission reflecting the conversations and the agreements between myself and the Prime Minister.
The announcement came after a week of internal wrangling within the junior party on the government's push to strengthen Australia's climate goals in response to growing international pressure. Some Nationals MPs were withholding their support because they said stronger emissions targets would hurt rural and regional Australia. The party's support clears the way for Prime Minister Scott Morrison to make a formal pledge when he heads to Glasgow later this week for the crucial United Nations Climate Summit, COP26. Not securing that support would have been a major embarrassment for Mr. Morrison. On Twitter, the Prime Minister welcomed the news, saying,
"We recognise this has been a challenging issue for the Nationals. I thank the Deputy Prime Minister for his leadership and his colleagues for their considered support. I greatly respect the process they have undertaken in reaching this decision."
Nationals MPs met for 2 hours on Sunday afternoon to nut out the conditions of their in-principle agreement, but Barnaby Joyce wouldn't reveal what those conditions were, calling them private. He declined to say whether an additional cabinet position would be part of the deal, but he was at pains to emphasise the Nationals had negotiated a much better outcome for regional Australia on climate policy.
And so I would say to people in regional Australia, I understand completely some of the sentiments that are held there. I understand completely the suspicions at times that are held there. But I say to you, as earnestly as I can, there is no way we can deal with any of those if we are outside the tent. There is no way we can deal with any of those beyond reverberating and echoing your concerns from a point of complete and utter irrelevance.
Deputy Nationals leader David Littleproud called the discussions pragmatic, saying the deal will support regional Australia now and into the future.
Today, our party room respectfully got to a position of securing but also growing regional jobs into the future, facing up to our international commitments but making sure we have the safeguards and the protections there to ensure that all people in regional Australia can participate, whether that be protecting their existing job and looking to the new technologies. The technology roadmap that Angus Taylor has put together gives us comfort around where that can take us, in particularly around protecting the existing jobs that are there and how that technology can in fact help grow new regional jobs.
But Labor leader Anthony Albanese says the government must make the conditions of the deal public.
What's extraordinary isn't that Scott Morrison isn't in the room where decisions are being made about Australia's economic and environmental future. It's that the Australian people are being excluded from even what's on the agenda of that debate. The Australian people aren't being told about what's on this so-called wish list, what the response is to that wish list, what the debate is that's going on. It's as if it has nothing to do with them. Well, it has everything to do with them.
And he says the government's late conversion to the climate cause remains unconvincing.
Every state and territory government, every major business in the country, the National Farmers Federation, the Business Council of Australia, everyone's moved on from this debate. And here you have a government that once again is just following, not leading.
But Nationals Senate leader Bridget McKenzie, one of the most outspoken MPs on climate policy, has defended her party's process.
I'm also very proud to be part of a political movement which doesn't shy away from the tough questions and that for the last 10 days has stood up for our people in this place, the most marginalised people in this country, very far away, out of sight, out of mind, and they've only got one small group of people in this place to stand up for their needs and interests, which we have, in the face of an abundance of differing views. And the party room has respectfully come to a decision and look forward to cabinet deliberations about that.
Claire Slattery, SBS News.